don't know if you can feel it in the air, but there's a flood coming. We all know that. We're all the omnipotent readers. We know there's a flood that's going to happen. And historians, they always like to look back and figure out where is the beginning of some historical process. When do things change? What's the catalyst? Or can you have a vision of where it starts? And Rashi wants to tell us the same thing. In the fifth Aliyah, Yikach lo lemech shtei nashim shem echad ada v'shem ha-shemit tzila. And then he talks about their children. So Lemech took two wives. One was Ada and one was Tzila. And our sages are bothered by the fact that it mentions two women. Why did it say he got married? As it says over and over again in the Torah. So Rashi says, Shtei Nashim, Kach haya darkan shel dor hamabul. This was the way of the people of the flood. Achat lefira rivya, v'chat letashmish. They would take two wives. One wife is for having children, and one wife is just for sexual pleasure. Zoshi letashmish, the one they wanted to use for sexual pleasure, mashka koshel ikarim, they would give her some sort of medication to cause her to become become pregnant, in order that she will be some sort of birth control. Umi kashete kekala, and they will dress her up and make her beautiful, because we know pregnancy will destroy the body of a woman, and they would make her beautiful like a kala, like a young bride. Umachila madanim, and they'd feed her all the best food. She'd be beautiful. V'chavirta nezufa v'avela kalmana, and the second wife, the baby machine, they would simply put her, give her food, whatever, but they would like put her aside. They wouldn't pay attention to her. V'zeu sheperesh Eov, this is the pasuk in Eov, ro'ea kara lo teled, v'almana lo yitiv. That there is one wife who will be akara, who will be barren, and one will be a widow. And then he goes on, he quotes Rashi, quotes Gemara Perichelek, it's also Midrash Rabbah. The flood started with the objectification of women. That's what Rashi claims. We live in a generation, we keep thinking things get better, but you can feel the flood in the air. One of the things that I always find so shocking when I go to America is going to the grocery store. Innocuous enough. You go to the grocery store, it's very different in Israel. I was just on the phone with someone dealing with yeshiva business and financial issues and asking some of the differences between Israel and America. And I think going to the grocery store, when you wait in line in a typical grocery store, you're bombarded with magazines. With magazines of beautiful, photoshopped women who are naked. The objectification of women. Every woman, every girl who goes through there, what does she see? An impossible image. Because that's the beauty image, right? Oh, having children, that's something we don't necessarily want to deal with. We know, not getting into the politics of it. Forget who's right, who's wrong. We could talk about that in a political situation. The idea of the objectification of women is so potent in the world today. And in the news, it's all splashed all over the news. This is the head of the Dor HaMabul. It started right here. It started way back when. I listened to a powerful TED Talk not so long ago by an Israeli. A guy from Tel Aviv, 26, 27, we gave a TED Talk about pornography. He said he used to be an avid pornography consumer. And then he stopped because it dawned on him the horror of it. The absolute horror of it, how it objectifies human beings. Both the men and the women. But certainly the women, what happened to the girl who was so poor that she went into this, saw no other possibility, right? For men's pleasure, that's it. There's a flood coming. We keep thinking things get better, and it doesn't get better because we don't let it get better. how often, I remember years ago, I was talking to my wife, and as you know, she teaches at Dresch Lindenbaum. She was talking to a student, and the student was quiet. I don't know, I guess my wife gave a talk what's it called? Mutual relationships, you know, what? Platonic relationships. And she was bragging about her, how the guys, and this is she, but Eric Tzvi, she had a number of friends with Eric Tzvi, and how, like, no, it's totally platonic, they don't, you know, there's no sexual issues whatsoever. I happened to hear guys, who she was referring to, just by accident. I was walking by, and I heard them talking about how hot she was, right? And how, like, you know, who would like to get her and whatever. These are good guys. But do we pay attention to the language we use? So I said to my wife, it's so ironic because this is what the guys are saying. There's a disconnect. Are we aware of this disconnect? Do we pay attention to this disconnect? How we talk about women? How we talk about our friends? How we talk about the magazine culture? Even the arguments about what's going on in the Supreme Court in the United States of America? Forget who's lying, who's telling the truth. I don't know. I'm not God. I can't divine it. But the idea, the topic is huge. How do we relate to women and men for that matter? How do we do that? We know the flood is going to come. One of the reasons, at least, is because of sexual impropriety. Because things aren't going the way God expected them to go, so we decided to set a reset button. And Noah's going to save us. We know that. He's going to save mankind. It won't be a perfect salvation. It won't be a perfect salvation until Avraham Avinu comes along and says there has to be a different way, a godly way. You guys are in yeshiva, and you're thinking about things. I'm in yeshiva, and I'm thinking about things. Are we becoming the Avraham Avinus of this generation? Are we looking and saying, how can we be godly and treat every human being? We know when it talks to Avraham, what are we going to talk about? He's Makar of the Anashim, and Sarah's Makar of the Anashim. Didn't matter who they were, what type of person they were beforehand. Do we relate to human beings as human beings? Are we creating a world post the Mabul? Are we part of the Mabul? It's a profound question we all have to ask ourselves constantly. Are we the ones who are going to save him? Thank you.